Kamala Harris wants your DoorDash driver to spy on you. This is not hyperbole, but in fact a harsh reality of what we could be facing next year. Forget the horrors of Project 2025. This is some real 1984 Orwellian Handmaid's Tale level government paranoia. This past April, Congress passed a bill, H.R. 7888, which reauthorizes Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. You've probably heard this referred to as FISA. The White House released a statement saying they applaud its passage, calling it one of the United States' most vital intelligence collection tools. Now, Harris isn't the president, so she didn't sign the bill. However, more than 200 Bush and Romney officials have endorsed Kamala Harris for president, including President Bush's Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez. Those who love Kamala love to spy on you and have no issue with it. And since I haven't heard Harris speak out against this Section 702, let alone do any interviews or anything of substance, it's safe to assume status quo is the way she'll go. Before we get into how this reauthorization of Section 702 will let your DoorDash driver spy on you, let's go over a little bit of history first. FISA was created under President Nixon back in the 70s. It started off as requiring intelligence agencies to get authorization for gathering information. It was more limited and narrow in scope. FISA really came to be abused under President George Bush. In 2008, Section 702 was added to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The Bush administration had been monitoring foreign communication for years. Section 702 merely put it into writing. This section allowed the NSA, FBI, and other governments to collect and monitor communications, specifically messages sent by an American to foreign citizens outside the U.S. They could get those without a warrant. Agencies have used this power broadly to snoop on U.S. citizens and their communications. Like all things to do with the government, this quickly got out of control. In 2013, government contractor Edward Snowden spilled the beans on all the wild and warrantless spying the government had been doing. He leaked thousands of documents to a few journalists that detailed the extent of this warrantless spying. He showed a court order that forced Verizon to turn over metadata on millions of subscribers. He also disclosed a program born out of Section 702 called PRISM. This was a data mining program that allowed the NSA, FBI, and Britain's version of the NSA to have direct access to servers of 9 internet giants, including Facebook, Google, Apple, Skype, and Microsoft. Minds were blown, the government was embarrassed, and Americans quickly learned how crafty the powers that be are at skirting the Constitution and violating our Fourth Amendment right that prohibits warrantless and unreasonable searches and seizures. If the government gets out of control once, it will do it again, right? Well, keep that in mind as we look at how Congress wants to expand its surveillance efforts via Section 702. This April, Congress was up against a deadline to reauthorize Section 702. Not only did they reauthorize it, but Congress attached an amendment that expands it tremendously. Amendment 6 redefines the term electronic communication service provider to mean, quote, any other service provider who has access to equipment that is being or may be used to transmit or store wire or electronic communications. This could mean that cable TV installers, data centers, commercial landlords, delivery personnel, cleaning contractors, and utility providers would be obligated to spy on you and turn information over to the government. The amendment was added by House Intelligence Chairman Mac Turner, a Republican from Ohio, and his Democratic counterpart on the panel, Representative Jim Hines of Connecticut. More than a dozen senators, including Democrat Ron Wyden and Republican Mac Lee, fought this expansion of Section 702 to no success. The uniparty in D.C. passed the amendment 236 to 186. The overarching bill this amendment was attached to passed with overwhelmingly bipartisan support as well. In the House, it passed 273 to 147, and in the Senate, it passed 60 to 34. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said, quote, let me be clear, the data collected under Section 702 was collected lawfully. It is entirely reasonable under the Constitution. Any incidental collection of communications by or about U.S. persons is also reasonable. Well, that's fine and dandy, but the rest of America doesn't trust the government as much as those working inside the swamp. A fierce critic of FISA in general, Senator Rand Paul unleashed criticism on Section 702 and its new broader powers.
The Fourth Amendment was put in by our founding fathers to protect us. FISA doesn't obey the Fourth Amendment. And so Speaker Johnson was incredibly wrong. He broke the tie. He voted with the Democrats. Here we have the leader of the Republicans in the House votes with the Democrats against a warrant requirement.
Now turn your attention to the next 4 years. If Harris is in the Oval Office, are you so sure she'll be an advocate for your privacy? Will she protect MAGA and Trump voters from excessive and warrantless wiretaps and monitoring? Or will she ramp up the spying? I don't know, maybe call them threats to democracy, insurrectionists, and claim they're domestic terrorists? If the government wanted to surveil its enemy, there couldn't be a better time or better law to protect them. Everyone you communicate with can be a snitch for the government on everything you're doing, all without a warrant and without either you or the other person even knowing about it. We've seen how the January 6th protesters were labeled, incarcerated, and ignored. If everything you say or do is monitored, think how easy it will be for the government to make some nefarious case against you. January 6th was just one day, but with the expansion of Section 702 from FISA, the government will make everyone a domestic terrorist or insurrectionist. The government will treat every day like January 6th and everyone like the protesters. Thanks for listening to Overnight Opinions. Be sure to tune in next Sunday night for an all-new episode. In the meantime, if you're looking to enlighten yourself with some controversial topics, check out my interview with Celeste Solom, who talks about how the global elite are planning to kill you. Or check out my interview with Dustin Nemos, who talks about how Trump is the Antichrist and how Trump staged his assassination attempt. Those interviews are so controversial, you'll only find them on BitChute, Rumble, and Brighteon.